This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Bill Sadler. I'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you'll stick around with us. We think we've got some fine modern mainstream music ahead of us for the next 50 or so minutes. And we're going to kick off the second hour with our continuing salute to Riverside Records. Riverside Records, in about 1960, decided to have a subsidiary label called Jazzland Records. It was produced by the same people, same company, and we would be remiss if we didn't play a few things from the Jazzland vaults. So we're going to head out with Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax from a Jazzland album called Tough Tenor Favorites. This is a from the Dizzy Gillespie book of Afro-Cuban jazz, Tin Tin Dio.
We'll be right back.
That track was cut on the Jazzland label, which was a subsidiary of the Riverside label. And you heard Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax, from a Jazzland album called Tough Tenor Favorites. And that was something that was out of the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band book, Tin Tin Deal.
Verve came out with a CD entitled Welcome to the Jazz Club, which has about 15 cuts, all trombone players. I'm going to play a tune entitled Tonk, and it features the Art Farmer Benny Golson Jazz Tet, and Gratian Moncour III is the guest trombone player. So Art Farmer on trumpet, Benny Golson tenor sax, Harold Mayburn piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Roy McCurdy drums, doing a tune entitled Tonk. was Tonk, played by the Art Farmer Jazzette with Benny Golson. But the trombone player was Gretchen Moncur III. And according to my source of all things jazz, my partner Kent tells me that he used to play an instrument called the flumpet, which is something between a trombone and a trumpet.
That's right. It had a very distinctive sound. It wasn't as sharp as a trumpet, and it was a little kind of a rounder sound and a very mellow sound, which is that was Art Farmer's style. Okay, now we're going to turn to another track from the Jazzland label, which was a subsidiary of Riverside that I was talking about. And this is something by the tenor sax man from the Duke Ellington band, Paul Gonzalez. He got a chance to branch out on his own, cut an album under his own name, with Ned Alley on cornet, Wynton Kelly on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. This is from his Jazzland album, Getting Together. This is Jerome Kern's beautiful composition, Yesterdays. The tenor sax sounds of Paul Gonzalez, ably assisted by the cornet of Cannonball Adderley's illustrious brother, Nat Adderley, doing Jerome Kern's composition Yesterdays from their Jazzland album.
I'm going to play something from the Welcome to the Jazz Club trombone again. It's Jimmy Cleveland and his All-Stars doing a Gershwin tune entitled Our Love is Here to Stay, featuring Ernie Royal on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Cecil Payne on baritone, Hank Jones piano, Barry Galbraith guitar, and Oscar Pettiford bass, Ozzie Johnson drums. Let's listen to Our Love is Here to Stay. Cleveland playing Our Love is Here to Stay.
Now, Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers did a lot of recording for the Riverside label, and this is an album that was cut live at that great jazz club in New York City, Birdland, in June of 1963. This is his classic sextet that included Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Indianapolis' own Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Cedar Walton on piano, Reggie Workman on bass. This is a Wayne Shorter composition that really swings pretty hard in the hard bop mode. Let's listen to One by One.
Thank you.
was Art Blakey and his jazz message. You could tell that was live, and it was live at Birdland in New York City in 1963. That's a great Wayne Shorter composition, One by One, and that was Art Blakey's one of Art Blakey's better groups. So he had a front line there of Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Cedar Walton on piano, and Reggie Workman on bass.
I'm going to play another vocal by John Pizzarelli in a Telarc CD entitled Dear Mr. Sinatra, backed up by the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, doing a tune entitled You Make Me Feel So Young.
So spring has sprung, and every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. Just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so young.
John Pizzarelli doing You Make Me Feel So Young. And if you ever get a chance to see him, he does a marvelous show. I've seen him in some small venues where he kind of talks to the crowd, and it's he's no Sinatra, but he does pretty good.
Pretty good pipes, and he's got a great teacher in his father, Bucky Pizzarelli, who he heard on guitar in the first hour with Zoot Sims. Well, we're going to turn now to Wynton Kelly, one of my favorite piano players. he didn't get an opportunity to cut too many albums under his own name for the Riverside label, but he was always first called Sideman on many, many sessions. This is from Wynton Kelly's Riverside album, Kelly Blue, backed up by Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. I think they were a working trio about this time. They had split off from the Miles Davis Quintet and were working their own act. We're going to do another composition by Bronislaw Kaper on Grief and Dolphin Street. On Green Dolphin Street was a movie in the late 40s with Lana Turner, and Bronislaw Kaper wrote the theme for the movie, Green Dolphin Street, and it caught on with the jazz musicians, and they've been playing it ever since. Let's listen to Wynton Kelly on piano.
Thank you.
That was Bronislaw Kaper's great tune from the movie the same name, Green Dolphin Street, with Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums.
I'm going to play something by Lockjaw Davis. Even though you've played him once tonight, I figure he's good enough to play him twice. It's a tune entitled Leaping on Lennox, featuring Eddie Davis on tenor sax, Milt Buckner piano, Jimmy Leary on bass, Gus Johnson's on drums. So let's listen to Leaping on Lennox. Thank you. Leaping on Lennox with Lockjaw Davis.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterly, and unfortunately we're running out of time on the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz. We hope you'll join us again next week. We're on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, from 8 to 10 every Sunday night, and we look forward to getting together with you for a session next week. And concluding my salute to Riverside Records, I think I was remiss in not playing at least one track by the genius of modern music, Thelonious Monk, who recorded many, many albums on the Riverside label. This is from his album called Brilliant Corners. Is a Monk composition called Bemchus Swing, one of my favorite Monk tunes, and it's got Clark Terry on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Wilbur Ware on bass, Art Blakey on drums, and let's listen to Bemchus Swing. We'll be right back.